And whenever you're ready, you can start.
Shortly after 10 o'clock on a dark, windy night, a policeman's walking down the street, patrolling his beat, trying the doors as he goes, doors of businesses as he goes. Most of the doors are locked, but he notices a man standing in a doorway holding an unlit cigar. And he walks up to the man, and as he approaches, the man says, "Everything's okay, officer. I'm waiting for a friend." And he tells the officer that 20 years ago, he and his best friend, Jimmy Wells, had had dinner at a restaurant at that spot, and he was leaving New York the next day, but Jimmy had refused to leave New York. So they parted and agreed to meet at the same location 20 years later to see how each had made his fortune during that time. And he mentioned the name of the restaurant, which I cannot remember. And the police officer told him that that restaurant had closed 5 years before and that this new business was there. Told him that he hoped his friend showed up and that he was well, and proceeded to move on his way. And shortly after that, a tall gentleman in a raincoat approached the man in the doorway. And says, "Bob, is that you?" And he says, Jimmy Wells?" And they began to talk, and then the tall gentleman in the raincoat says, "Well, I know a place we can go and talk and catch up on old times," and they proceed to walk. And then the first gentleman, Bob, looks up and he says, "You're not Jimmy Wells. It's 20 years is a long time, but not long enough to change a Roman nose into a pug." And the tall gentleman says, in effect, yeah, you're right. I'm not Jimmy Wells, and you have been under arrest for 10 minutes. As we know that you are wanted for questioning in Chicago. And here is a note that I was asked to give you." And as he reads the note in the light from one of the doorways, it's, "Dear Bob, I recognized you when you lit your cigar. I recognized your face as a person wanted for questioning in Chicago. But I couldn't be the one to arrest you, so I went around the corner and got a plainclothes detective to come back and arrest you. And it was signed, Jimmy." And that's all I can remember.
That's good. Okay, that's good. The next thing is, I would like you to tell me a story, perhaps a childhood experience, but I want you to come up with a story that has at least three people. Or a life experience.
Oh, I see. At least three people.
Yeah.
That from someone who has very few friends and didn't associate with a lot of people. Okay, let's see. What can I come up with that has at least three people?
Or three characters.
Let me think. Gotta get a good one. And it doesn't matter how old the story is.
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay, this one is, I think, will work. The first time I discovered the outlet stores in Reading, Pennsylvania, I was working at GPO, and it was middle 70s. And one of the supervisors there, who was also an evangelist, sponsored a shopping trip to Reading. And I decided to go with another girl that worked with us, whose name was Barbara Chambers, I think her name was, Barbara Chambers. And she said, "Sharon, you've got to go on this trip with me because I don't know anybody else on the bus." So I said, okay, and a chance to go shopping. So we had a good time on the bus going up. I remember that Barbara sat on the bus and cornrowed her hair herself on the way up the bus. And I thought that was amazing because I never learned to cornrow at all and certainly couldn't do my own. So she was cornrowing her hair. The evangelist was preaching at the front of the bus, and there was a couple in the back that had a cooler with pretty much every alcoholic beverage you could think of at the same time that she was preaching in the front. So we get to Reading, and neither Bob or I have ever been there before. And the first place we stopped was Vanity Fair. And we're walking through, and we're looking at the lingerie, and it's, oh, this is really pretty, and oh, this is very nice, but we're looking at the prices, and we said, but this was supposed to be an outlet store. What's going on with these prices? And we didn't know until 10 minutes before we were supposed to leave Vanity Fair that everything was half off of whatever price was on the price tag, because the sponsor of the trip, the evangelist Ann, never told us that. She just said it's a shopping trip. So in the last 10 minutes, we start grabbing and just grabbing and grabbing. I was like, half price, oh yeah, you know, and grabbing. And I remember there was a little bra and panty set on a rack that I thought was so cute. It was black lace. It was a black underwire bra and the little matching bikini panties. And I'm reaching for it, and someone just hits me and just knocks me out of the way like I'm in a football game and they're tackling me. And a hand reaches out and grabs it away, and I turn around highly upset because this is like the main piece I'd looked at 3 or 4 times mm-hmm. while I was there in the store. And I was only the one in my size. And I said, I don't care who pushed me out of the way and grabbed it. I'm turning around and cussing this chick out because that was mine. And I turned around all ready to let go with a few choice names, and it was a nun. In her black and white habit, there was a whole group of nuns there with children they had brought on a shopping trip. So the nun was the one who grabbed the bra and panty set away from me. And Barbara stood there and looked, and she said, what in the world is this nun going to do with this black lace bra and panties? So we did manage to shop, and we went to a few other outlets, and very happily coming back on the bus, which would normally on a bus trip be the quiet time coming back, noisy going up and quiet coming back. So Evangelist Ann is no longer preaching. She's now telling the story of how she caught her husband cheating, and she went after the girl with a knife, and that, of course, she still carries the knife. And I knew that was true because she had shown it off at GPO at work. And while she's telling this story in the front of the bus, the people who had the cooler in the back have put the liquor away, and they've brought out the joints, and they're all getting high in the back of the bus. And Barbara and I are caught in the middle, and we're sitting there looking at each other, and it's like, okay, did you have a good time shopping? Yeah, I had a great time. I'm coming back to this place, but not with this group. And I guess basically that's about it.
Okay. Okay, now we'll move to the memory exercises. The first thing I'm going to do is tell you a story, a short story, and when I'm done, I want you to tell it back to me. Okay, here's the story. You ready? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, where's my medicine? Can I get you something to drink?
Oh, no.
Water or soda or something?
I'm fine.
Okay. If you need to take a break, let me know. Okay, here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she did not see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. That's Dexter.
No, Dexter the fatty.
Yep, the Siberian.
this strange woman.
I'm surprised you're here. He's usually shy. Look at that. Look at that.
Hey, Sakini, look at those eyes.
I need to comb him. He's just sort of forgot his comb.
He said, okay, that's enough for you.
Do you want me to read the story again? Because Dexter came in.
I think I got it to that point.
Okay, you can tell it.
That was it?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay, lady was grocery shopping and her wallet fell out of her purse and she didn't realize it until she got to the checkout counter and she had no way to pay for her groceries. So she put all the groceries away and went home. And when she, just as she got home, when she was opening her door, the phone was ringing, and a little girl on the phone told her that she had found her wallet.
Okay. I want you to try to remember that story because I'm going to ask you to tell it to me again at the last.
Okay.
Okay, next is, I'm going to ask you to repeat some numbers for me. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 582.
582. 6944  6944 6944 6944 6944 7386 7386 6194 73 6194 73 3924 8 7 3924 7386 4273 4273 4877 4271 9386 4179386 5812846 5812846 5812846 5812846 5812846 5812846 5812846 5812846 5812846 5812846 5812846 5812846
Okay. 3829 5174 2758625 8 4 2 7 5 2 8 2 5 1 7 4 Okay. 713 942 5678 713 942 178 Okay. Off by one digit. Okay. Now I want you to repeat numbers, but this time repeat them backwards.
Ooh.
Maybe I'll come.
Fun.
Dexter came up. I'm shocked. Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
2 4
4 2
5 8
8 5
6 2 9
9 2 6
4 1 5
5 1 4
3 2 7 9
9 7 2 3
4 9 6 8
8 6 9 4
1 5 2 8 6
6 8 5 6 8 2 1 5
Okay.
This is not good.
That's close. You just transpose the last two
numbers. Yeah, I will transpose numbers on you.
Okay. 6 1 8 4 3 3 4 8 1 6
Mm-hmm.
5 3 9 4 1 8
8 1 4 9 3 5
Mm-hmm. 7 2 4 8 5 6
6 58427.
Uh-huh. 8129365.
5 6 and I've lost it.
Okay. I'll just do that one again. 8129365.
5 6 2 9 2 1 8.
Almost, just one digit. Okay. 4 7 3 9 1 2 8.
8 2 1. Seven, and I've lost it.
Okay. All right. Most people get to five digits and stop. You've gotten to seven.
Yeah, that's pretty hard.
Yeah. Okay. The next one is going to be timed. I'm going to give you some categories. Mm-hmm. Three categories. And I want you to give me as many words that fall into that category as you can, as fast as you can. I want you to fill up a minute, but I'm going to ask you to go beyond the minute just to see how far we can.
Okay.
Okay. The first category is foods.
Okay. You want types of foods or just...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just
so, like, could I say like seafood, something general, or you want specifics?
I can give you specifics.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go.
Meat, potatoes, greens, vegetables, apples, pears, grapes, oranges, roast beef, hot dogs, hamburgers, bread, ice cream, orange juice, milk, soda, pizza. What have I forgotten? Nachos, a marina food, chicken, French fries, tea, coffee, pork chops, applesauce, corn, string beans, peas, broccoli, cauliflower, pancakes, bacon, eggs, sausage, biscuits, rolls, butter, jelly, salad, milkshakes, cookies. I think that's about it.
Okay. That was a minute 20. I just need to get to at least a minute. If the task is really a minute, I'm just altering the procedures a little bit. I'm going to stop at a minute, but I want to see how, you know, how far. Basically, the reason I'm doing that is because older people tend to be a little bit slower.
Yeah.
But just as accurate. So, and since I'm doing an aging study,
mm-hmm.
if I give them just as much time as the younger people, they can produce just as much. So I just want to make sure that that's true. Okay, the next category is animals. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Lions, tigers, bears, cats, dogs, snakes, fish, spiders, rats, mice, frogs, turtles, lizards, Monkeys, gorillas, zebras, giraffes, parakeets, canaries. Let's see what else we have up here. Draw a blank.
Keep going.
Okay, let's see what else I can get here. Robins, cardinals, eagles, hawks, pigeons, doves, roaches, plenty of them in MCI Center. What else we got? I think that's about it.
Okay. I just want you to get to it at least a minute. Okay, the last category is kitchen items.
As little time as I spend in the kitchen now.
Okay. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay. Plates, cups, spoons, forks, knives, glasses, pots, pans, refrigerator, sink, microwave, toaster, blender, crock pot, stove, dishwasher, countertops, cabinets, mixing bowls, measuring cups, I'm trying to see the kitchen. see the clock. And napkins, paper towels, dishcloth. I think that's about it.
Next to the last task is the Stroop test. I was telling you about the test of attention and inhibition. You probably recognize it once you see it. It probably come back to you. I'm sure you looked at it when you were in psychology.
Almost 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Way back when.
Okay. This is my practice sheet. See the first line?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to read across as fast as you can.
Starting now?
Uh-huh.
Orange, green, brown, purple.
Yeah, that's the task. That was practice. Okay, that's what I want you to do. Start from there and go across each row and read them across as fast as you can. As fast as you can, and I'm going to time you. And go ahead and start. And go.
Green, blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow. Yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, 6 seconds. Okay. Now, you see the second line, part two? Tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can.
Gray, blue, black, red.
Okay, that's the task. Start from the upper corner and go across and tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can. And ready? Go.
Green, blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow. Yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, that is 8 seconds. Okay. The third line, part three, I want you to read across, but don't read the word. Tell me the color the word is written in.
Okay. Green, black, gray, blue.
Okay, good. And that's the task.
Yeah, this one's going to take a little longer.
Now, that's a yellow, because some people said, is that yellow, green? But the computer, you know.
Yeah.
So, same thing. Tell me the color that the word is written in. Don't read the word. And when you're ready, let me know.
Okay. Okay,
go.
Blue, red, green, yellow. Green, yellow, green, red. Green, yellow, green, blue. Red, blue, yellow, blue. Yellow, red, green, blue. Green, excuse me, blue, red, yellow, green. Red, blue, yellow, red.
Okay, that was 25 seconds.
Yeah, that was no fun.
This third one is actually an experiment. The first one is always easy. Second one's a little bit slower.
Yeah.
But this one.
That's the kicker.
Yeah, this is where you really have to pay attention.
Mm.
And you have to inhibit your natural impulses. Mm-hmm. Red, blue, yellow, red, blue, green. Well, red, blue, yellow. I can't even do it.
Yeah, it got me a couple of times.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You have to say what you want to do and just say blue, red, green. And it takes quite a bit.
Yeah, that was a little tricky.
Yeah, there's a definite age effect with this one. So I'm not seeing a whole lot of age differences, but on this task, I'm seeing some age difference. And do you remember the story about the lady with the groceries?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell that story back to me?
Okay, a lady was grocery shopping, and her wallet fell out of her purse, and she didn't know it. When she got to the counter, she didn't have any way to pay for her groceries, so she put all of the groceries away and went home. And as she was walking into her house, coming through the door, the phone was ringing, and it was a little girl telling her that she had found her wallet.
Okay, that's everything.
Ooh.
We're finished.
That was fun.
Really? Was it too painful?
Oh, no.
They had to cut me down a lot, you know, because